When Gary Williams retired after 30 years as executive director of Cake's Tribe, the organized village of Cake, he decided to turn his attention to energy.
Cost of energy here is high. So if we can come up with some more affordable energy, it's always a good thing to pursue.
He worked on a successful solar project and helped conduct feasibility studies for wind energy. And now he's working to replace the tens of thousands of gallons of non-renewable heating oil used to heat the town school and other large facilities with a renewable and readily available resource, wood.
We've got a fuel supply that's literally in our backyard. We're in the middle of the Tongass. So it would reduce the need for imported fuels. And also at the same time as we harvested our local fuels, it would create jobs and put money into our local economy.
Burning wood to stay warm is obviously an ancient technology, but the system that Williams and other energy stakeholders in Cake are hoping to implement is high tech. Special sensors and multiple chambers mean it burns hot and efficiently. The impact on air quality is the same or less than a system that uses heating oil. It's called a biomass district heating system.
Biomass means a lot of things.
Clay Good works for the Renewable Energy Alaska Project, or REAP. He's been involved with several of Cake's renewable energy projects.
It can mean food waste or fish waste or anything that's biological, any carbonaceous material that can be utilized for some kind of energy source.
In this case, it means wood that's left over from thinning of second growth forests or from timber operations.
And so it's not a big leap to think, well, if that's just left there, it's going to be burned. Let's use that material. We'll just grind it up into chips and feed it into our industrial boiler here.
If Cake's system becomes a reality, it could heat the school, senior center, health center, community center, and other public buildings, and save the community nearly $100,000 a year on energy costs. And Cake's not the only place looking into biomass. Dozens of places around the state are already using it. The interior town of Tok also uses their system to produce electricity through steam for their school. Local school district superintendent Scott McManus says it's saved them money and created jobs since they first implemented it a decade ago.
Besides just a couple of jobs running the plant, we're able to have counselors now that we didn't have before. And for a while we had a music program. It was because of the funding that we were able to save with the school.
He admits there were challenges, like finding people knowledgeable enough to work on the technology or convincing community members that it was a good idea. And he says it's not the right fit for everyone.
One of the things about renewable and sustainable energy is that it's got to be specific to where you are. You have to look at what's available locally.
But Gary Williams thinks it is the right technology for Cake. And one more step toward energy independence, energy affordability, and sustainability.
Besides making this work for our community today, we want to make sure we leave a good world for our grandchildren, too.
Cake was awarded a USDA grant to design their biomass system. They received the design plans back earlier this summer. Now they just have to find the funding to build it. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Erin McKinstry.